KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have sunny skies. It's 46 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today, a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. One person was killed, another hurt in a head-on collision Tuesday afternoon near Carroll. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office responded to reports of an accident near the intersection of Highway 71 and 250th Street. An initial investigation determined a maroon Toyota Camry was traveling southbound on Highway 71 and crossed the center line for reasons unknown. The Camry struck a northbound Toyota RAV4. The driver of the Camry died at the scene. The driver of the RAV4 was transported to St. Anthony Regional Hospital by Carroll County Emergency Medical Services for treatment of injuries. The names of those involved in the crash have not yet been released. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County report a Cass County man was arrested Monday evening on assault and other charges. A deputy was dispatched at around 7:45 p.m. to a residence in the 400 block of Park Street in Oakland to follow up with a woman for Cass County with regard to an earlier road rage incident on Highway 6, with several of those involved still having been in the Atlantic area. After contact was made with the woman, it was determined a domestic assault had possibly occurred. Following an investigation, 19-year-old Evan Matthew Smith of Atlantic was arrested for simple domestic assault of his ex-girlfriend, theft in the fifth degree for allegedly stealing a cell phone, and harassment by personal contact. Sheriff's officials in Shelby County Tuesday said a Cass County man was arrested last Thursday on an outstanding warrant for probation violation. 28-year-old Joshua James Dyer of Atlantic was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was awaiting a court appearance and was being held under a $2,500 bond. And last Saturday, a Shelby County deputy arrested 27-year-old Dane August Dodge of Harlan for OWI second offense. Dodge was also cited for careless driving. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and released later that afternoon after posting a $2,000 bond. Police in Council Bluffs Tuesday evening arrested a man on one count of sexual abuse in the third degree following a reported disturbance at around 6:40 p.m. in the vicinity of 9th Street and Avenue I. Authorities say upon arrival, an officer located 18-year-old Zachary Cox of Council Bluffs, who immediately told the officer that he had had sex with a 13-year-old girl. The officer detained Cox and transported him to the Criminal Investigations Office for an interview with a detective. After the brief interview, Cox was arrested on the sexual abuse charge and was transported to the Pottawatomie County Corrections. A 13-year-old female was identified, located, and found safe with her family members. A standoff in Crawford County that began early Tuesday morning ended without anyone being hurt. Authorities say at about 7 a.m., the Iowa State Patrol Area B tactical team assisted the Division of Narcotics Enforcement and Crawford County Sheriff's Office in serving the warrant at 315 Eagle Street. An unidentified man barricaded himself in the home and refused to surrender to authorities. After several hours of trying to convince the man to come out, law enforcement used chemical munitions to resolve the situation. The suspect was taken into custody at around 11:30 a.m. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Oakland was arrested Monday afternoon on a warrant for second-degree theft, burglary in the third degree, and a felony forgery charge. 31-year-old Corey Andrew Stevens was arrested after a deputy on routine patrol saw Stevens walking in the 300 block of South Gates Street in Oakland. The deputy knew Stevens had an active warrant, which was confirmed through dispatch. Officials with Project ChildSafe, a nationwide firearm safety education program, report the Red Oak Police Department has partnered with the organization to provide free firearm safety kits to local residents. Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey in a press release said, "We encourage residents to pick up a Project ChildSafe safety kit so they can securely store their firearm." The chief says each kit contains a safety curriculum and cable-style gun lock that fits most types of handguns, rifles, and shotguns. The goal, he says, is to prevent a child or any other unauthorized person from accessing a firearm in your home. The safety kits will be distributed at the Red Oak Police Department at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center during the month of June. In the funeral announcements, Eugene Bintz, age 65, of Oakland, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Eugene Bintz will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ursula Bruck, age 85, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Ursula Bruck will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Pearl Yeager, age 78, of Panora, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Graveside services for Pearl Yeager will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Brethren Cemetery in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Norma Eichelberger, age 89, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Norma Eichelberger will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Colleen Jepson, age 79, of Exira, died Tuesday in Audubon. Funeral services for Colleen Jepson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Keith Vogt, age 64, of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Keith Vogt will be held on Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ioma Hubbard, age 92, who's formerly of Walnut, died May 25th in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Ioma Hubbard will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Roger Berg, age 63, of Fontenelle, died May 24th in Des Moines. Graveside services for Roger Berg will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Bryant Cemetery in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. James Friend, age 79, of Erling, died May 17th at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. A memorial service for James Friend will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Erling. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Keith Jensen, age 84, of Irwin, died May 25th at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Keith Jensen will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Darwin Slater, age 82, of Exira, died May 27th at the Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Darwin Slater will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Exira Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Nancy Allen, age 85, of Avoca, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Nancy Allen will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Megan Kreese, age 32, of rural Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Megan Kreese are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Gerald Jerry Herrick, age 75, of Wyota, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place, and memorial services for Jerry Herrick will be held at a later date. The Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.